The following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
Well, hi, everybody. Well, I can tell you this. I am not Bill Simonson, but I will make it worth it for you. This is Dan Hasty. Bill Simonson is off today and tomorrow. But I come bearing gifts. We've got a loaded baked potato for you today and tomorrow. I can promise you that. And I'm pretty sure our producer, Superfly Hayes, can attest to this as well. We were freaking out over the last couple of days putting together our list for the next 2 days. I know we're pretty excited about this show and the show tomorrow that we've got for you. We have got a lot coming your way. And I don't want to give it all away right now, but we've got local people, national people, we've got people from every single one of the four major sports. This is going to be fun. This can be a fun couple of days. It's probably the most fun lineup I've seen and the most unique lineup I've seen. Case in point, we start this hour with fantasy football. Also, shout out Superfly Hayes behind the glass. Fantasy football. We don't talk about fantasy football very often on this show, do we? We all play it. We've been playing fantasy football for years. Just about all of us are in fantasy football leagues, right? What's the longest any of us has been in a fantasy football league? 10 years? 20? 30? I recently got invited to a fantasy football league. I recently got invited as well to a Strat-O-Matic baseball league. That's not fantasy football. It's not fantasy baseball. That is super old school. Couldn't help it. I decided to do it. But fantasy football, my oldest fantasy football league is about 20 years old. But I'm sure somebody's got me beat. 866-838-HUGE. What's the longest fantasy league you've been in? How long? And if you're looking to dominate your fantasy football league over the next 2 days, we have got a treat for you. Because Matt Kelly is the founder and the creator of Player Profiler. He is a contributor to Sirius XM Radio. And he will join us coming up in just a few moments. He also is known as the Podfather, the Player Profiler Network. And he is one of the single biggest reasons that people go win their fantasy football leagues. And I am going to tell you this right now. The only reason that Matt Kelly does not have more followers on social media is because people don't want you to know about him, because they want him to be off the radar because they want to be winning their fantasy football leagues. He is exceptionally good at what he does. He puts up free content on his website, playerprofiler.com. He's so good. He's got a ton of outstanding people working with him. Fantasy football analytics. He's been searched by tons of NFL teams that have wanted to hire him. He won't do it. We're actually going to talk to one of his cohorts, Anand Naduri, coming up tomorrow. And he's going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We're going to talk about the NFL draft, the impact of the draft. We'll talk a little Detroit Lions. He is very, very passionate about the Lions. I know he has a lot of thoughts on what Brad Holmes has done the last couple of years. So we'll talk about that. Speaking of the Lions, that segues perfectly, because later in today's show, we're going to talk to Lomas Brown. We've got to dive in on this year's draft class, because there has been a number of places that has said that the Lions ended up with the best value class of the entire NFL this year in the NFL draft, which is interesting because of what they did and how they did it. Terrion Arnold. I think a lot of people have learned about Terrion Arnold over the course of the last 3 to 4 days. Nothing wrong with that. Still need an edge rusher. Still need a wide receiver or two, but those can be figured out. But they went out and they addressed some needs. They got some guys. And again, they didn't force anything. And that's one thing that I do like about Brad Holmes. He's never really tried to force anything. And I appreciate that. So Lomas Brown will join us in just a little bit. Then later in today's show, talk a little college hoops. Mark Montgomery, the brand new head coach at the University of Detroit Mercy, is scheduled to join us. Talk Tigers baseball. A very special guest today, Tarik Skubal, Detroit Tigers pitcher, an ace, and already an early contender for the AL Cy Young. Yes, that Tarik Skubal will join us coming up here on today's huge show. Then let's zoom out a little bit and take a look at the rest of Major League Baseball. John Morosi of Fox Sports and MLB.com, the MLB Network, he will join us. And then Jeremy Reisman. Talk some Detroit Lions with Jeremy coming up here on a Tuesday edition of the Huge Show. Super excited. Told you, it's a big show today. John Morosi, Tarek Skubal, Lomas Brown, fantasy football. We're not playing. We are not playing today. I will say, as it pertains to the Lions and fantasy football, I do have questions about how things will shape up for one Mr. Jameson Williams. Josh Reynolds leaving creates a pretty big opportunity for him. And there was a time where I don't think there were a lot of people that were all that convinced that Jameson Williams was going to work out. I think people were kind of nervous about him. Wasn't exactly feeling like it was the right pick, a safe pick. Of course, when they took him, he was coming off of a torn ACL, so it certainly didn't feel safe when they took him. But taking him, you knew what you were getting, but then it was always all the off-field stuff. But now he's your number two. No more Josh Reynolds. Now Jameson's the guy. And this is year three. This is where you've got to go. Now it's time. This is the sink or swim year, if there ever was one. Matt Kelly will be able to provide that answer. And just as fate would have it, his best game as a Detroit Lion in the NFC Championship. I will say this. I am concerned about the depth at that position. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the highest paid wide receiver in the NFL for all of 15 minutes. You know how the NFL works. You knew as soon as Amon-Ra signed that contract that somebody else was going to take that spot. That's okay. That's just how the business goes. But Jahmyr Gibbs, Jameson Williams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, David Montgomery, I mean, they have playmakers. I will say this. I am worried about that offensive line getting older. You know, they had one of, if not the best offensive line in football. But they are getting older fast. You've got Penei Sewell, one of the best in the game, if not the best offensive lineman in the game. But your center is breaking down. He might be out the door soon. One of your best guards left. You replaced him, but another really old guard. You've got another old guard on the other side. You've got three positions in the interior that are suspect in terms of age. Then you got Decker, who's older on the other side. You know, the Dallas Cowboys had a really good offensive line a handful of years ago. Didn't last long. You have got to find a way to ensure that that stays that way. You've got to find a way to make sure that that doesn't take a step back, because it only stays that way for so long. You only get that level. It's like catching lightning in a bottle. And when you don't have it, you realize it pretty quickly. Jared Goff is going to realize it pretty quickly. So we're going to talk to Matt Kelly about that. We've got a lot coming up. Definitely excited to talk about the Tigers, Tarek Skubal. We're going to talk to him. Figure out just what's going on with the Tigers in the month of April. Because, you know, a lot of different years, the Tigers have sort of blown their chances for their entire season in April. How many bad Aprils have messed up the Tigers' chances right out of the gate? A lot, right? They've kind of blown their seasons before they've even started. So what's made this season different? Tarek Skubal will tell us what's made this season different coming up in just a little bit. And by the way, you can get the archives to all of these shows on the Huge Show podcast page. Just search the Huge Show wherever you get your podcasts. But Mark Montgomery, who is right now extremely active on the recruiting trail, he's the new head coach at the University of Detroit Mercy. They've been working extremely hard right now. He'll join us coming up in just a little while. John Morosi of MLB Network. He's always on the hustle. I love John Morosi. And the cool thing about John Morosi is that even though he's on the MLB Network, he's always out there hustling for the Tigers. So whenever you see him, you know he's out there looking for Tigers angles. So whether it's the trade deadline and everyone's out there doing this, that, and the other, you're out there wondering if the Tigers are going to do something. And even if they are, or even if they're not, he's going to find a way to sneak a Tigers report in there just because he cares enough to do that. And that's why we like John Morosi. He's been so good for so long. Also, we're going to be giving away some tickets today. We've got tickets to the Grand Rapids Griffins. They've got home playoff games this week against the Rockford Ice Hogs. So we'll be giving that away as part of the Huge Show here this afternoon. And also the Grand Rapids Rise. That's the Professional Volleyball Federation team. They've got two matches coming up this weekend at Van Andel Arena. They've got May 4th at 5 p.m. They've got May 5th at 4 p.m. Naturally, those two matches will dictate whether or not they go to the postseason in all likelihood. So, some pretty big matches coming up this weekend, and their playoff chances will be on the line. So, it's basically like going to the postseason for that contest. 1-866-838-HUGE is the number to call if you want to chime on in. But coming up next, Matt Kelly of PlayerProfiler.com, contributor to SiriusXM Radio, the founder and creator. He's known as the Pod Father. He will join us on the other side of this timeout. We have got a jam-packed Tuesday edition of The Huge Show, and it continues when we come back here on The Huge Show.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
Friday, July 26th at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. The Offspring.
Pretty Fly for what?
Same show, same night. Simple plan. Plus special guest Huba Stank. Part of the Soaring Eagle Summer Outdoor Concert Series. Tickets as low as $26 and on sale now at the Soaring Eagle box office or online at etix.com. Party hard, rock harder. The Offspring, Simple Plan, and Huba Stank. July 26th, showtime 7 p.m. Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com.
Huge here for my good friend Matt Golden. He is the CEO and GM at the beautiful Tullymore Golf Resort. Now, they're in Canadian Lakes, Michigan, less than an hour north of Grand Rapids and close to everybody listening across the state. Tullymore is open for business. You can book a stay and play package. You can book a tee time. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Also, if you have a business where you want to mix some business with some golf, great food and beverages, You can book that event today at TullymoreGolf.com. Simple to get to, less than an hour north of GR. So if you're in the West Michigan area and you want to go up and play both Tullymore and St. Ives and have some food in between, you can do it. Book that tee time at TullymoreGolf.com. They offer real estate options where you could have a second home or live at Tullymore year-round. Go to TullymoreGolf.com. Tullymore is less than an hour north of GR in Canadian Lakes, Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesday afternoon. Tuesdays are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. 1-866-838-HUGE. 1-866-838-4843. All guests are on the Meijer LPGA guest line. We've got a very, very busy show coming out throughout the course of this Tuesday afternoon. By the way, if you hear anything in the background, it is because you may be hearing the sounds of batting practice. We're coming to you live from Dayton, Ohio on this Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon. It is called Dayair Ballpark in Dayton, Ohio. It is the home of the Dayton Dragons. The Dayton Dragons is in the Midwest League. The West Michigan Whitecaps are in town to take on the Dayton Dragons and West Michigan Whitecaps will do battle in this six-game series. They changed the format of minor league baseball a couple of years ago. So every team gets a Monday off, and then they play a six-game series. Some people love it, some people not so much. But I tell you, it is nice to be in one place throughout the course of an entire week. I think it's great. I know not everybody's crazy about that, but I think it is phenomenal. So coming up in just a little bit, we will talk to Lomas Brown. That is coming up at 4:05. Mark Montgomery, the new head coach at the University of Detroit Mercy, will join us at 4:25. Tarek Skubal, the Detroit Tigers ace, at 4:45 is scheduled to join us. John Morosi of MLB Network at 5:05. And Jeremy Reisman of Pride of Detroit will be with us at 5:25. Very, very jam-packed, fully loaded baked potato coming up here on a Tuesday afternoon. So we'll talk a little bit about the Tigers as we'll get things all loaded up for you. Because the Tigers just picked up a couple of victories over the course of this week. And, of course, they were victories that they needed to get. And they were big ones. They were victories that, of course, finish out the month of April. And I know they're playing right now. We're just about to get started anyways. They have their doubleheader. They've got the St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals are not exactly world beaters at the moment. 13-15. It's still a much better season than they had last year. feeling much better season, but not exactly any great shape. We know that. We know these truths to be self-evident. But the pitching has been good enough, and I think it's going to hold up. I really do. I think it's more about systematically what it is now, as opposed to relying on a handful of people to be what they're supposed to be. I mean, gone are the days where they're relying on the Scherzers and Verlanders of the world. By the way, did you see Justin Verlander and Max Scherzer squaring off against one another today? That is the get off my lawn matchup of the season. Where is that happening? Wherever it is, that'll be fun. But systematically, I mean, this is a top-down situation with the Tigers. And offensively, I think baseball has shown us this. You can go out and you can rent a bat. You can get that if you need it. And you can do it for fairly cheap. And how have they done it? Well, we're going to talk to Tarek Skubal coming up at 4:45. We're going to talk to John Morosi at 5:05. We're also going to talk Lions coming up in just a little while. 4:05, Lomas Brown will be here. And there is no greater ambassador for Detroit Lions football than Lomas Brown. And it's so funny. You think about all of the years of the fractured relationships of people like Lomas Brown and Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson. You think about all of those different people. And then all of a sudden, at one point or another, the Lions franchise got self-aware fast. And I don't think it's a coincidence that during that time, they have changed their fortunes entirely. Now let's go back to the Meyer LPGA guest line. He's the guy in fantasy football that you don't want your league mates to know about. A contributor to SiriusXM Radio and the creator and founder of Player Profiler. Not going to steal his intro, although I am playing the song The Final Countdown in my head as I do this. You can find him on X at @fantasy_mansion. He is the podfather. He is Matt Kelly. And we have finally received the gift of knowing where all these rookies are headed. Matt, good to have you.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Speaking of the draft, I don't know if you caught this over draft weekend, but Brad Holmes did a press conference after day two with a hoodie that read positional villain on it, because he said that people were shredding them for not making the most of taking positional value in the draft. And I know you've got a lot of thoughts on Brad Holmes. Did you see that?
Yeah, positional villain. Yeah, he doesn't understand position scarcity all of a sudden. They made a little bit of a comeback this past draft. It's funny, for fantasy football, we love Jahmyr Gibbs, but for real football, drafting a running back in the first round is a pretty donkey maneuver.
Let's go to fantasy football, and let's begin with the landing spots for the wide receivers. Is there any format where Marvin Harrison Jr. is not going as the first wide receiver after he went to Arizona?
I mean, in single quarterback leagues, he's absolutely the first rookie wide receiver being drafted in rookie drafts. For sure, he's a 101. In league-wide drafts, veteran drafts, he's going to be, at least second round. If you think back to Kyler Murray in 2020, he made DeAndre Hopkins a top three pick or top three producer in fantasy football. So The heavy target volume has been there with Kyler Murray for his alpha wide receiver. I'm just not sure. I'm not sold that this is like a DeAndre Hopkins all over again in year one. I think it's going to take a little bit of time. I think that Kyler Murray takes some snaps away from the passing game with as a scrambler. He's not the most accurate quarterback. He has some challenges. They were up and down whether or not they were going to keep him or they're going to trade him to Atlanta for all that talk. So, you know, I'm not penciling him in as the locked in 101 in single quarterback necessarily, and certainly in two quarterback and super flex leagues, I think you got to draft the three top quarterbacks who went off the board before Harrison. If you play in a super flex league, which are becoming a lot more popular, where you actually can start two quarterbacks, the position scarcity, and I know Brad Holmes doesn't want to hear this, but is such that, you know, you can't pass on a Jaden Daniels. You can't pass on a Caleb Williams to take Marvin Harrison. Marvin Harrison is sexy. I mean, he was sexy at the draft. This was the best dressed draft class I've ever seen. These guys were dripping, and he was the drippiest of the drip. And I get it all. Understood. This is a little bit of risk with Kyler Murray, but more so, it's the quarterbacks that are such mega producers. And if you're in a two quarterback league and you have quarterback injuries, everybody knows it's damn near impossible without having to give a godfather offer to get a quarterback. So for that reason, we have Caleb, we have Jaden Daniels ahead of Marvin Harrison in Superflex.
Do you buy the DeAndre Hopkins comparison with Harrison only because isn't Marvin Harrison a lot faster? I mean, didn't he get timed a lot faster in real time than DeAndre Hopkins ever has?
The point is, if you have a mobile quarterback, they drain pass attempts out of the offense, and you have to adjust accordingly. So on paper, going to a Kyler Murray offense is a little bit of a concern, not for touchdowns, those go up, but for volume, for targets, those typically are challenged. But in this particular case, we have a case study where an alpha wide receiver did get 150-plus targets with Kyler Murray. So that's very good news. Where, you know, an Anthony Richardson, you know, a Josh Allen, like there's a hard cap on their alpha receivers just because they're gonna pull it down and run, where typically it's the pocket passers, it's the, you know, Matt Stafford to Cooper Kupp, it's Kirk Cousins to Justin Jefferson. That's where you're gonna get maximum target volume. That's where those guys can get up to like 180 targets. That's where those guys can go over like 1,500 yards. So if you're looking for true, true wide receiver one seasons, it's almost always going to be tethered to the pocket passer, not the guy that's pulling attempts out of the passing game with running.
Now let's talk about the other big-name wide receiver that was taken just two picks later, Malik Nabers. What are your expectations for him in year one?
Well, see, I think he's going to out-target. That's the cool thing. That's why I think it's a debate, right? So he was pretty much Marvin Harrison's equal as a prospect in terms of production, in terms of athleticism. He's crazy athletic. He actually went through the whole process, though he was a locked-in top 10 pick. He and Roma Dunze just went through the process, similar to Jamar Chase. This season he got drafted, he went and did all the drills of the combine. He showed everyone he has a high dog rating. And we have a high dog rating on Malik Nabers as well. Not as high as Roma Dunze. Roma Dunze is the highest dog rating in this class. You know, Wilson from Michigan. But it's going to be close. The lack of touchdowns is what's going to hold back Nabers. An offense not going to score a lot. So I expect Nabers to catch more passes, but score less fantasy points just based on touchdowns.
What is your ideal roster construction this year, and who are your flag plants in these ranges?
So what are we talking about? Are we talking about dynasty? Are we talking about seasonal leagues?
Let's start with seasonal leagues for now.
Okay, so seasonal leagues, I love getting a running back in round one. The running backs really flamed out hard last year. The Austin Ecklers, right, in round one, a lot of running backs failed. Bijan Robinson. But this year, even though the Jets kind of closed their eyes and took a whole bunch of running backs. I think that's more of an indictment on like Israel Abanikanda. I don't think that's an indictment of Breece Hall. I'm still pushing the button on Breece Hall in round one. I'm still pushing the button. This year is the year to get Bijan. Last year was not the year to get Bijan. We all knew Bijan was going to have to get ramped up, going to share carries. That's rookie year quarterbacks. That's rookie year in the NFL. Now he's a second year player. This is the year that Bijan's going to go nuclear. So I love pounding running back, getting either McCaffrey in the early first, getting Bijan in the mid first, or Hall in the late first, and then just hammering wide receiver after that. I think that is a smart move. And if I can sneak in a mobile quarterback, if I can sneak in a Kyler Murray, a sneak in a Jalen Hurts, even in a fourth, fifth round, I like it. I like it. This is, you know, and then wait. So basically, you could be the first one or second one in your league to draft a running back. And then what you need to do, if you're going to do that, you're going to go hero running back, you need to be the last one in your league to draft a second running back.
And for Dynasty?
So for Dynasty, running back is a little bit more of a challenge because, you know, you've got Bijan and Jahmyr Gibbs. But see, the thing is, Jahmyr Gibbs is not profiled as a workhorse running back. Those are the young stud running backs that everyone's circling. But if I don't get Bijan in Dynasty, I'm probably going to be going zero RB in Dynasty. It's basically in Dynasty, because you have these guys for their careers, the one guy that has a true workhorse profile that has the youth is Bijan. If you don't get him, I don't think it's worth it to go running back early. Probably just going to pound receiver. And if it's a super flex league, then I'm absolutely just going to, if it's a super flex league, I might start quarterback. And why not? And one guy that I really like in Dynasty in pure startups, if you're starting a brand new Dynasty league, see, that would be the time, because he's kind of in the mix and there's all this uncertainty. I love Jaden Daniels, generally speaking. I think Jaden Daniels is a great seasonal league pick, best ball pick, any format, even single quarterback. I love Jaden Daniels because he's the one guy, I think that he's going to outproduce Caleb Williams in year one. There's certainly more risk with him. He doesn't quite have the pedigree of a Caleb Williams, and he doesn't have the weapons that Caleb Williams has. But he's the one guy that can go out and say rush for 800 yards. And so that's the profile I'm chasing. And he's going to be the starter week one. So, you know, if I go late round quarterback in any particular format, my late round quarterback is going to be Jaden Daniels.
That's Matt Kelly. He's the creator and founder of Player Profiler. There is a ton of free content that matters. It really is awesome work. I've been using it for years. I've been winning leagues with it. I've been getting to know Matt. He and his team are awesome. We're actually getting on in the Dury on this show tomorrow. You can find him at Fantasy_Mansion, the Podfather. Matt Kelly, thank you very much, Matt. Let's do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah, let's do it. See ya.
That's Matt Kelly. And thank you very much again. PlayerProfiler.com is the place to go. Fantasy football talk on the Huge Show. Who would have thought? Again, PlayerProfiler.com. Now, let's give away four free tickets to see the Grand Rapids Griffins in the AHL playoffs take on the Rockford IceHogs tomorrow night at Van Andel Arena. Be the first caller at 1-866-838-HUGE. We'll take callers 1, 2, 3, and 4. Be the first caller at 1-866-838-HUGE. You can get tickets to see the Griffins work their way towards their third Calder Cup. You can get tickets online as well at griffinshockey.com. Coming back with another hour of the Huge Show. We got to wrap up this one before we do that. Continuing along here on another hour of the Huge Show. Tuesdays are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Everything huge 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
There's a new player in town. Hi, I'm Herman. Hear more Lions All-Pro wide receiver. And I'm talking about Eagle Casino and Sport, the real money mobile casino. It's so easy to play. You can go from wager to winner to wallet just like that.
Sign up now and we'll match your deposit up to $1,500. Or you can get a risk-free bet up to $1,000.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge cheer for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Roast Umber is a farm-direct coffee sourced from Central American farmers and roasted in Grand Rapids. And also the Nitro Cold Brew Coffee is a convenient and healthy option for energy with no sugar additives. Look for it at your local retailer or at roastumber.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesday edition of The Huge Show. How about a little fantasy football? Matt Kelly of PlayerProfiler.com. Did you notice how we just dove right in there? We didn't have time to say, hey, who's the first overall pick in your fantasy football? No. Odds are you can find that information anywhere, okay? Like, fine. That is anything that can be brought up with a quick Google search. But if you're really into playing, that conversation was for you. So you are welcome. Tuesdays are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant. 1-866-838-HUGE. 1-866-838-4843. And just in case you didn't hear, we are giving away 4 free tickets to see the Grand Rapids Griffins in the AHL playoffs take on the Rockford Ice Hogs tomorrow night at Van Andel Arena. Be the first caller, 866-838-HUGE, and win 4 tickets. You can get tickets to see the Griffins work their way towards their 3rd Calder Cup. You can also get tickets online, griffinshockey.com. And coming up in the next hour, Lions Talk. My next guest will be one of the great ambassadors of Detroit Lions football, Lomas Brown. I recently got a chance to meet Lomas, finally. And, you know, they always say to not meet your heroes. And I'll tell you this, when it comes to Lomas, he is one of those people that you do want to run into just because he is what it's supposed to feel like to meet somebody that is supposed to represent a franchise. And everything you think about him, everything he sounds like when you listen to Lions radio, and we'll talk to Dan Miller about this tomorrow, but that is what Lomas Brown is. And now, as everything seemingly comes together for the Lions at this right time, he's along for the ride with it too. And while it's Brad Holmes putting together this roster, somebody recently said to me that their whole life, all they ever wanted was a GM that would wheel and deal the draft. Well, I guess they finally got that now. We'll talk to Lomas Brown coming up in the next hour here on this Tuesday edition of The Huge Show.
Big, bad, huge.